This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now, fresh off of a trip, which I want to ask you about before that, but before we get into any of the good juicy news, is the editor-in-chief at the Truth About Guns. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Happy Tuesday.
So, tell me about your trip.
Oh, I was lucky enough to be out at a gun site in Arizona last week. With the folks from Silent Chico and Timmy Triggers, and it was great. So you always learn a huge amount out there. The instruction is absolutely first rate, and facilities couldn't be better, and it was just a really good time. Got to shoot scary black rifles most of the week.
Uh-huh. Have you ever tried the Timmy trigger for the Glock?
I did last week for the first time, and it was shockingly good. I think they call it the Alpha Competition trigger.
Well, you know what I like about it? And this, I had not thought about this. Now, I have a Timney trigger in my Terran Tactical Innovations Glock.
Mm-hmm.
That's now, according to people that tell me this, this is as close to the field of the single action trigger of a 1911 as you're going to get with a polygun.
You know, I'm not a trigger snob, and I don't have a lot of trouble with the Glock trigger. I've got a Glock 19 Gen 5 standard trigger, and it's just fine. But when you feel what a Timney feels like in comparison, it's just night and day. And that's just something that I'm going to have to get for my gun, because it's just a huge difference. Again, I think the standard Glock trigger feels fine, but that's just a real improvement. It's just a great thing.
That must, and this was all at gun sight. So, what kind of stuff did you get to drill?
We did just sort of basic AR bar drills. There were probably 10 of us girlless writer types there, attending, and we were shooting suppressed ARs. And if you've ever shot a suppressed AR, you'll never want to shoot an AR any other way again.
Now, what kind of an AR were you shooting? Stressed? What are you saying?
Suppressed. You know, with hands.
My bad. Okay.
That's okay. From Silencer Co. And, yeah. You know, it's once you do that, you wonder why suppressors, silencers aren't sold, you know, every gun store and hardware store in the country over the counter, because they are just, they're just basic, excellent safety devices that make shooting better, easier. You know, they besides being quieter, and no, they're not like in the movie. It's just, you know, it's not like a little sound or something like that. You will hear it, but it cuts down on recoil, and It's just a huge improvement.
Right.
Shooting with a silencer rather than not. So it was just great. Had a very good time. I mean, like I said, the gun sight facility is just absolutely first rate, and their instructors are unbelievably good. They're patient, because we had a couple of shooters there who were newer to ARs. Not all of them had a lot of experience with them. For those of us who had done a lot more, I learned things too, and it was great.
I just got done with what I call the Truck Gun Project, which was a little bit of a collaboration between me and Spikes Tactical, where I have a 8-inch 300 blackout AR pistol that will end up being suppressed.
Right. We in fact shot one of those as well. It wasn't Spikes Tactical, but then it was an 8-inch AR pistol, and we had one that was 5.56 and one that was 300 blackout, and yeah, great. Lots of fun. So when you put a can on the end of an 8-inch AR, then it comes up to still less than 16 inches. So you're dealing with a very reasonable length. It's not some long, unwieldy thing, and it's quiet, and it's just a joy to shoot.
Yeah. That will be the next step, although I really like the muzzle device that's on this. The Spikes Tactical makes something called the R2, which is one of the best compensators ever put on a AR-type platform. And it is absolutely a good gun to carry around.
And I would have a compensator on mine, too. If I don't want to can't or don't want to go through the hassle of trying to negotiate National Firearms Act.
Well, I've never done that before. I've never done that before, but I'm about to be doing it.
I haven't either. I don't own any NFA items.
Right.
But last week made me want to.
The other thing is that the thing about running a can on any AR is that overgasses the impingement system.
Yes.
So it runs faster.
It does, and hopefully your pistol have an adjustable gas system?
I have no idea. I guess we'll find out after we put the can on it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know that it will have an adjustable gas system on it. I kind of think it probably doesn't. But okay. I'm very pleased the way it turned out. But that must have been a fun trip. Now, Gunsight, remind me, who is the big dogs at Gunsight?
Ken Campbell runs things on a day-to-day basis there.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
It's owned by Buzz Mill. And Paul's in Arizona, which is north of Prescott. So even this time of year, you think, oh my gosh, Arizona in July, you don't want to be here in August. We were in the lower 90s. It was hot, but it was dry, and it was reasonable. So, but it was not like being in Phoenix where it's 105 or 110 or anything like that. You're up in the high desert mountains there. Very nice.
Anyway, yeah, that sounds like that would have been a fun trip. I never had thought about riders being invited into places like that. That seems like a pretty good gig.
It's a great thing. This was not my first trip there. I was there last year as well, and it's a great way to showcase your products and get direct one-on-one time between a manufacturer and the people that write about your guns or whatever your products are. And it was just a great week. Lots of learning, not only from Silencer Co. and Timney, but just good basic AR skills and tactics as well. But it was a lot of fun.
Anyway, hang on for me, if you will. We're going to be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Let's break. Let's start right here, Dan, because you got it going on right now. The FBI raid. Is this the wake up call that the rest of the nation has been waiting on to know what we already knew?
Yeah, I think it's going to get a lot of people's attention. Because the part of our piece, written by Louis Williams, is that for gun owners, this is nothing new. The abuse of laws, civil rights, and people and others by the Department of Justice, either whether it's the FBI or the ATF, has been going on for gun owners and people who value gun rights for decades. This has happened, for a long time. Now this appears to be directed at the former president. It's allegedly because he took documents that belong to National Archives. That was ostensibly the reason they used for the to get a warrant to search in something that's never been done before, anytime, anywhere. No one has ever executed a warrant against a former president, a search warrant. Some people are speculating that it has more to do with trying to dig up more evidence about whatever involvement he may or may not have had with the January 6th mess at the Capitol. Whatever it is, it appears to be, by any measure, a highly politicized move. And what Mr. Williams was pointing out is that the DOJ, through the ATF rather than the FBI, has been breaking laws and abusing gun owners' rights for forever. And he just lists a number of recent examples that we've written about and others have written about in the gun rights community. So, yeah, good times when the federal law enforcement apparatus has apparently or plausibly been weaponized to be deployed against people with whom the current people in power, parties in power, seem to disagree. That's not a good look. That makes you look like a banana republic.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I'm just curious about this. What happens if they try to go in on President Trump, who has a Secret Service detail around him? I mean, are they going to communicate to the Secret Service detail, what we need you to do is, when we send you the high sign, we need you to turn around and draw guns on President 45?
Well, they did go in. They did execute the search warrant. And
right.
And they went with guns. I assume the guns weren't drawn. I don't know.
Yeah, but Trump was in New York when they went to Mar-a-Lago, right?
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know who was where. I was unaware of where.
Yeah.
Trump was at the time that this was executed. My guess is they planned it that way. But I don't know that. But I'm sure, whenever they execute the FBI executes any kind of a search warrant, the agents are always armed. Mar-a-Lago is always protected by Secret Service. So I'm guessing that the FBI coordinated this with Secret Service and called them up and said, look, we have a duly signed search warrant that we're going to execute, expect, I think they had like 30 some agents show up there. So
yeah,
we're going to be there, be forewarned.
Well, but then this leads to the next question, which is, if you have a Secret Service detail on site, would it not be okay to presume that they have secured the area to where you don't have to roll in, You know, you're rolling in on a 70-something-year-old dude and his family and his staff that he doesn't have a little private army or anything around him. You don't need to roll in with 30 guys. And most of the time, when they just fax a subpoena to a sitting president, they've never done that before. They've never rolled in like that and done a raid on a former president's house.
No. No, they haven't. And this, a lot of people are speculating, and I have to agree with them, that this is going to hurt those who are trying to make sure that Trump doesn't either run or be elected again, more than it helps them. This makes him look, I've seen people like, I mean, not just, we're not just talking about far-right crazies. I've seen Andrew Yang and others saying this is an unbelievably bad look, and all it's going to do is help Trump. It's going to make him look sympathetic. It's going to make him look like the target of a politicized DOJ that is out to help the party in power. Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's not a good thing. But, again, the DOJ has, for a long time, not really cared much what they look like or who knows which side they come down on. I mean, has anybody executed any search warrants on wherever Hunter Biden lives these days? Has anybody
Hillary Clinton?
Executed any? Yeah, well, maybe search warrants on any of the people who were on the list of Jeffrey Epstein's, you know, frequent flyer guests to his island. Selective enforcement of law is a joke. It makes the DOJ look like a politicized weapon. You know, they always claim, you know, everyone's equal under the law.
Hold this thought. When we get back, I got a couple of questions to ask you regarding this. This is at the top of the page right now at thetruthaboutguns.com. Breaking news with thetruthaboutguns.com means exactly that. It just broke. They're going to get out there, and they're going to put it out there for you to check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is condemning the FBI raid of ex-President Donald Trump's resort home in Florida. Pence taking to Twitter to call the raid unprecedented. Finland and Sweden are moving one step closer towards possibly joining NATO. The request made by the European countries, which have historically maintained military neutrality, comes amid Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Tuesday, the president reflects on the strength of the alliance while voicing his support for Finland and Sweden to join the bloc.
Our alliance is closer than ever. It is more united than ever. And when Finland and Sweden bring the number of allies to 32, will be stronger than ever. Stronger than ever.
Biden adding Russia's invasion shattered peace and security in Eastern Europe. USA Radio News. A man is under arrest in Albuquerque, and he's being called the primary suspect in the murders of four Muslim men. That's according to a tweet by the chief of the police in New Mexico's largest city. Harold Medina said a vehicle was tracked down in connection with one of the murders, and the driver was taken into custody. Medina saying police will update the public on the arrest later Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her recent trip to Taiwan wasn't about China, it was about Taiwan.
I don't think that the president of China should control the schedules of members of Congress or anyone else who wants to visit Taiwan.
Speaking with MSNBC's Morning Joe on Tuesday, Pelosi pointed out that American officials have visited the island nation before without incident. Beijing expressed outrage over Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week, which it considers part of its territory. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Timmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, we were just talking about this whole thing happening in Mar-a-Lago with the president's former president's being raided, and you were talking about a few things, and I was talking about how you were talking about the abuse, and I was talking about how they, you know. If they're going to go roust or raid somebody from the Trump administration, it seems like they roll in with like a, you know, fire team. Is that what do you think?
Well, I don't know if they showed up in tactical gear. I don't know if they showed up in the usual dark blue with yellow FBI in the back, windbreakers. I don't know how they appeared there that day, other than the fact that the New York Times was notified in advance that they would be doing this, as were a couple of other media outlets, and there are been a range of reactions to this, none of them good. Politico article had a nice roundup much of this, and there's some legal experts said if they raided his home just to find classified documents he took from the White House, one legal expert, he'll be reelected president in 2024, hands down. It will prove to be the greatest law enforcement mistake in history. But of course, not many people really think that it has anything to do with classified documents or documents that should be in the National Archives, because if you have a dispute with a former president over documents that he may have taken from the White House, you sue him for it, or there's all kinds of ways of producing that other than short of executing a search warrant. Most people who are looking at this seem to think it has much more to do with it being an extension of the January 6th investigation and trying to do everything possible to find some pretext or justification for indicting him and making sure that he cannot run, he can't announce another presidential run for 2024.
Well, the only problem with that is we have a deeper bench than the left does, though.
Far deeper.
We have a deeper bench. I mean, if that were to happen, I think DeSantis would step up. And I don't know how. I think they would actually be wishing for a President Trump if DeSantis were to become president. Because
I think a lot of people are saying that. I mean, there's a fair amount of thought on the right that the one person who maybe wouldn't beat whoever the Democrats end up running in 2024 is Donald Trump, just because he's got so much accumulated baggage and he's such a hot button type individual, and you know, everybody knows his record and both good and bad, and how he inflames people on both sides. But given the unbelievable unpopularity of Joe Biden right now, and the policies they've been able to ram through the Senate, it's hard to see what the Democrats are going to run on that's going to improve their image a whole lot in the next 2 years, although it's a long way away. And so possibly the one person that the Republicans could run that wouldn't beat whoever the Democrats put up might be Donald Trump.
I don't know. If I were Trump, I'd be tempted to come out in the opening of it and just going, well, here's a couple of things for you to consider. I cannot put out any more mean tweets because I've been banned from the platform. Another thing for you to consider is that, like Joe Biden was telling you last time, I'm not Joe Biden. You guys have had 4 years of Joe Biden. Are y'all better off than you were when I was in charge of the country? And let me ask you this: does he get to serve two terms if he wins this next election? If he were to win that, does he get to serve another term, or is it just two terms?
It's just two terms total. Okay. We've had another president serve two terms separated by a gap, but it's only two terms.
Right. Okay. All right. Grover, we're talking about Grover Cleveland.
You can always serve more if you become president. For instance, like Lyndon Johnson had, what, year and a half, or so after the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
He was unelected. He could have run it, theoretically, and been elected again and served a total of, what, 10 years, something like that. But
yeah,
only two terms.
You know, that was a nightmarish time to take over the country in the 60s with the Vietnam War and everything. That was a very... Nobody... There was nothing popular in the United States. But I digress. Now, the other thing about this is that I think... Do you think America is beginning to look at this swarm technique they use to go in on somebody like Donald Trump or... what was that guy's name? Roger Stone. You know, they went in on Roger Stone like he was, you know... One of the Sarnia brothers, I mean.
They tend to do that, and they also tend to bring the media along with them for maximum impact, and they drag people out in their underwear, you know, at 6 a.m., blinking in bright television light to make the process as much of a punishment as anything else. Never mind the fact that a lot of times these things... turn to nothing. And obviously there are no charges here against Trump or anybody else. I don't know if there were, I don't remember the Stone situation, but recently, not long ago, 3 or 4 months ago, there was some other Trump administration official who was served something similar happened. Again, the FBI loves to make a big show of these things and try to humiliate their targets as much as possible and make them notorious and hurt their public image. But again, people, the DOJ has been abusing gun owners and FFLs and other people involved in the firearms industry in similar ways for years and years. So America's gun owners are very familiar with the tactics of the FBI and the ATF.
But every time they do that, they just reinforce the whole thing that the old days of Efren Zimbalist Jr. are gone.
Yeah.
They are gone.
If they were ever there at all.
Well, you know. We were more naive back in those days, Dan. When I was
far more.
We were both what? Were you even around? I don't even know how old you are. I got to be older than you.
Oh sure, I saw Efren and that show. I'm plenty old enough to have seen that. So, yeah, that was all just basically a big puff piece for the FBI, solving crimes and all that. And you know, the reality of the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover was far darker and more corrupt and abusive than was ever portrayed on the television show, of course.
Well, you hang on for me. When we get back, we got more from the truthaboutguns.com. You can get that article, like I said, ripped right from the very top of the page. Breaking news, which is truly breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That's what happens when you turn down the wrong knob. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about this little tweet that came out from the Newtown Action Alliance's Poe Murray. Is that really her name? Poe is her name?
That is really her name. Okay. See, I think it's the founder of the Newtown Action Alliance, which is a gun control organization founded after, of course, the Newtown shooting.
So, she she put out on Twitter, she goes, a gun rights activist from Newtown told me he needs an AR-15 to defend himself from a tyrannical government. I told him the CIA has drones with missiles. Hellfire R9X knife bomb flying Ginsu was used to kill Al-Qaeda leader. I'm in El Zawahiri. And, isn't that a weapon of war she's threatening him with?
It very much is. And Murray stupidly walked right into a trap set by politicians who have done the same thing, basically threatening law-abiding gun owners in America who take the Second Amendment seriously as a bulwark against a tyrannical government. That's how it was intended by the Founding Fathers. We've had such great minds as Joe Biden and Eric Swalwell in the past say, oh, yeah, really? You're gonna fight the U.S. government with your AR-15? Well, good luck. We've got nukes. We've got F-15. That kind of incredibly inflammatory rhetoric is stupid, and it's picked up by people like Poe Murray, who then came back and tried to backtrack and say with a later tweet saying, let me be clear, the governor's not coming for you with a drone, even though that's exactly what she said. said, that they of course could do that if you decide not to turn in your AR-15. This kind of stupidity is just it's become a regular thing for many in the civilian disarmament industrial complex and the gun control industry. They love to either vaguely or overtly threaten gun owners with what will happen if they're able to ram through an assault weapons ban or something like that, and gun owners should dare not to choose to turn in their firearms.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I was watching this the other day in Ukraine. I've got two of these video drones that are basically flying cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they one of them will actually pick up something that is not quite half a gallon in weight. And I could fly with it, and I could get it up to altitude if I had to. And I watched in the Ukraine a video drone like the one I have that has been set up to remotely drop bombs. And it was dropping bombs on Russian soldiers inside trenches.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
And you can't see them because they're so small, because at 400 feet, it is impossible to see. You can't even hear it.
No. I've been at media events where there are photographers and things flying drones around. And unless they're, 20, 30 feet over your head, where you can hear the propellers a whole lot higher, much higher than that, you don't know what's up there. You have no way of knowing.
Yeah. So, does she not understand? Well, I guess she doesn't. I mean, that's pretty indicative. She knows nothing about guns and the nature of things that would happen here in the United States, because I do not fully believe that in the event that, and I think it's probably more likely than it was before this raid on the president's house. In the event that something was to go kinetic in the United States, I do not believe that the military is going to be out there going, good, I get to fly my Raptor drone and go kill some Americans. That I just don't, I don't see that happening on a mass scale. As a matter of fact, I see maybe the Army fighting itself.
I think that would happen to a great degree. And I think people as ignorant as Poe Murray, let alone other, vast intellects like Eric Swalwell, don't learn the lessons of history and what asymmetric warfare means and has meant around the world since World War II. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to have a civil war. I hope and pray that we never do. All I'm saying is that when you claim that the vast power of the American military is more than enough to disarm the American populace, you totally ignore what the things that have happened in Afghanistan, a year ago, in Vietnam, in all kinds of places all around the world that didn't even involve necessarily what's happening in Ukraine right now, where you've got a smaller force that has learned to fight a much bigger, more theoretically powerful military, and is doing it very effectively.
Yep. So, yeah, I find that kind of talk very irresponsible, and at the same time, very stupid to get out there and say that, because it shows how ignorant they really are. And getting out there and saying, oh, yeah, we've got these new Hellfire missiles that will cut your head clean off, and we'll just shoot those at you if you dare stand up again. Okay. Sure enough, lady. Because asymmetrical warfare against the United States government would be really bad. We would destroy every major city in the United States without going into them. Do you know how we would do that?
How would we do that?
We would cut off their supplies.
Well, yeah.
We would take their logistics out. We would take out their power. We would take out their water. We would take all that stuff out, and then we would just let, and then we would just contain it, and let them, you know, and let them enjoy that. And that's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say, right? But at the same time, if you don't want none, don't start none.
Yeah, I hope and pray nothing like that. We never get anywhere close to that. But
I do too. But I mean,
politicians and stupid people like Bo Murray. Throwing around comments like this do nothing to make something like that less likely.
Well, politicians today do not think that is very likely, because otherwise they would not be throwing all this nonsensical talk around, do they? They think it's...
I think you're right. I think they think that that's just absolutely beyond comprehension, and nothing like that could ever happen in this country.
Yep.
And I certainly hope that it could ever happen, but I think that the more encroachments on individual liberty and the more people start saying things like people have been saying in the last 4 to 6 years and more, it inflames people and makes things more volatile.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time, Dan. I am glad you're back. It's good to have you back on the show. I hope your trip was good, and I hope we get to talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. Go check them out. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.